Hello, I'm Paige Estrutori, bringing you the Daily Financial Services News Wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today on Friday, April 26, 2024, we round up significant stories from the Australian finance sector. Firstly, there's increased scrutiny over the Federal Treasury's uncertain grasp on the longer-term outcomes of the freshly implemented $3 million superannuation cap. Just this Tuesday, during a Senate committee briefing, Assistant Secretary Adam Hawkins confessed to a gap in the detailed analysis over the cap's predicted timeframes. Questions now hang over how many Australians this will impact, with initial hints suggesting just 0.5% in the first year of 2025-2026 portfolio will likely reach the limit. Given these ambiguities, growing calls are demanding a thorough evaluation for a well-informed policy direction. Adding further tension to the superannuation landscape are concerns from the National Farmers Federation about the blow of mooted superannuation tax reforms on the agricultural sector. The primary worry lies in potentially forcing farmers to offload significant parts of their land to meet heavy tax obligations. Given the considerable number of farms utilizing self-managed superfunds, the NFF fears financial difficulties cropping up due to taxing unrealized gains. A tax scheme overhaul that acknowledges the farm sector's distinctive financial situation is urgently needed. Turning to the home insurance sector, we see a telling case where a car enthusiast's home coverage claim for his vintage Mercedes-Benz got sidetracked. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority denied the claim, underlining that whether in operation or not, an automobile still comes under the motor vehicle classification and hence is excluded from home insurance policies. Interestingly, despite the insurer's error in not addressing the customer's liability issues, the principal claim was turned down. As we slide into tax season, don't forget the eyes of the ATO remain firmly set on those meeting their obligations. The kickoff to a new financial year is on July 1st, with October 31st being the ultimate date for tax returns, particularly for those unrepresented by agents. If you miss the timeline, you could be viewing a $313 fine, which could swell up to $565 over time. Larger entities might face even loftier penalties. So be wise, get prepared, and perhaps seek professional advice to avoid such financial hurdles. That concludes today's update from Financial Services Online. Remember to check out financialservicesonline.com.au for more insights into insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. I'm Paige Estrutori, and we'll keep you abreast on the latest in financial services news.